I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Amen. If God just has his way, we're going to have some church in this house. Hallelujah. Joshua 24 and 14. Hey, before I read, don't forget. Amen. We're raising $1,000 parking spots. Amen. Y'all don't forget about that. The first night we announced the new parking spots for the new church, kind of what the cost of them was, about $1,000 a piece. We paid off four or five of them that night. So praise God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's no big deal. We only got about 90-something to go. Praise God. But we're serving the God that opened the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I'm ready to read now. Joshua 24 and 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. That's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's the God of the Old Testament. The Bible said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose. Everybody say choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 15th verse one more time. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. Everybody say we got a choice. This is what the Lord dealt with me about this afternoon. The open book, multiple choice, test of life. Amen. Everybody say the open book. Everybody say multiple choice. It's the test of life. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, prayer warriors, help me pray. Hallelujah. We need your touch in this house. Oh, God, help people tonight. Come on, come on. Come on, house of prayer, pray. Come on, house of prayer, pray. Come on, the carpet can't pray. If it's going to be prayer, it's got to be us. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, join up with somebody if it's appropriate. Can we have just a few moments of prayer? Let God prepare your heart. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. I'm going to preach the open book, multiple choice. Test of life. Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you something about God is God will never make anybody serve him. I said God will never force anybody to serve him. Amen. If you serve God and you make it to heaven, it's going to be because you decided to. It'll be because you made a choice. Hallelujah. It's because your mama lived it don't mean you're going to make it to heaven off of her prayer life. Because your spouse made a decision to live for God, that ain't going to help you make it to heaven. You're going to have to make it by choice. It's going to be a commitment that you're going to make for life. If you're going to walk through the pearly gates, if you're going to walk down a street of gold, if you're going to walk into a mansion someday, it's going to be because you made a choice. I'm going to live this life. Hallelujah. Everybody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, this is a test, making it through life. And this is how the Lord began to deal with me this afternoon. It's going to be multiple choice. I mean, you can pick whatever you want to pick. To whatever question you want, you can answer it however you desire. There's people made a decision tonight. I'm not going to go to church tonight. They picked the one that they wanted to pick. I'm not going tonight. The other thing about this test is it's an open book test. Means that there's no excuses if we've got access to all the answers. Well, I'm going to help somebody. Amen. We don't have to memorize everything in an open book test. Because all the answers are written in this. Come on, sometimes you got to study to show thyself approved, a workman. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm thankful today there's nothing hidden from us. Salvation is not hidden from the people of God. Matter of fact, salvation ain't hidden from anybody. Matter of fact, our world will be without excuse because they got the same book I got. And if they want the answers, they can open up and dig through it just like I dug through it. And if they'll dig through it with an honest heart, they'll find the same answer that I found. Boy, I feel like preaching to this church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we're allowed to choose whatever answer we want to, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. Amen. We get to fill out the test however we want to, right or wrong. We can take the time to look it up, search it out, or we can just choose whatever we want to pick. But the problem is we don't get to grade the test. It'd be odd if you got to grade it, but you don't get to grade the test. You get to pick the answers, but the Word of God gets to grade the test. John would say it like this: if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him, the word that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last days. We can decide about life however we want to. But when he takes out his pencil and begins to judge our life, it's going to be judged according to the word of God. Now I think it would be worthwhile to make sure as we go through life, we take a little time and open up the book and see what the right answer is to the challenges of life. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Amen. I'm telling you, in every phase of your life, you're going to have questions. Amen. Raising babies, you're going to have questions. Raising teenagers, you're going to have questions. Being married, you're going to have questions. Amen. Marrying them off, you're going to have questions. Amen. Raising grandkids, you're going to have questions. Amen. But I can tell you assuredly, no matter where you're at in the walk with God, whatever question is in front of you today, the answer is in the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And when we began to decide, I pray to God, we decide based upon the Word of God. Don't make decisions based outside of the Word of God. Don't ever use your flesh to answer the questions in your life. Don't use your flesh to tell you what's right and what's wrong. Use the Word of God to answer those questions. This is why I've got a problem with people voting what's right and wrong in churches. They get together and they vote and they say, we're going to stand for this and this is okay. This is wrong and this is okay. The problem I got with that is you'll vote it's okay to do what you want to do. I said you'll vote for what you like to do. You vote against what everybody else likes to do. You vote against something that's not a temptation to you. Well, I don't know how this is going to go over or not, but I'm going to preach it. Hey, man, that's the problem I got with the flesh making decisions. Hey, it's time for people to get back to the Word of God. For the family, the nuclear family, to get back to the Word of God. Hey, it ain't my opinion. It ain't daddy's opinion. It ain't mama's opinion. It's what thus saith the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many things in life that people come down to. It's like a question in their mind. I wonder if this holiness, I wonder what it's really all about. Amen. I'm telling you, if you start answering questions based upon what you think, you're going to end up with the wrong answer. I didn't like it when I was years ago. My pastor, he would say, if you want to find the will of God, just do just about the opposite of what you want to do. You know what I figured out? He was right. Amen. The flesh will lead you the wrong way every time. Whatever your flesh is yearning to do, that ought to be a, hang on a second. Your flesh wants to chew somebody out. When it's just ready to roll. There ought to be something inside of you. Say, I want to make sure I click the right answer. When it comes to holiness, I've had people say, I don't believe it takes all that. I don't know what they mean by all that. I've never figured out what all that is. And I said, what do you mean by all that? And people usually can't answer what all that is. I think it's just something they've heard people say, all that. I mean, everybody say all that. Y'all know what all that is. I don't even know what all that is. But I've heard them say all that, you know. And so I would say you got a choice. You can decide holiness for yourself. I mean, God ain't going to make anybody. Your pastor ain't going to make anybody. You know, if God ain't going to twist anybody's arm, I sure ain't going to twist anybody's arm. If God ain't going to make anybody serve him, why do you think I ought to make somebody serve God? I'm going to do like Jesus. I'm going to tell you where the green pasture is. I'm going to help you get in this book and show you what page it's on. Hey, it's an open book test we're going through. I want to help you find it all. But at the end of the day, you get to choose what you're going to do. Hallelujah, I pray that we choose the right answer. Hallelujah. Holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We love to quote that, but let me tell you what it says right before that. Follow peace with all men. Praise God, it got quiet all of a sudden. Follow peace with all men. It ain't all about how you dress.
Before he talked about how you dress, he talked about how you acted, what your spirit was like, how you treated people, how you talked about people. What? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. He said, "You shall know my disciples by their love one unto another." I believe in holiness with all my heart. Amen. Anytime Jesus is described in this in the Bible, it's always he's clothed. The Bible said in Revelation, he's clothed to his feet. Amen. I believe in covering. I believe in holiness. I believe in all of it. Amen. But I tell you something else I believe. I believe you can go to hell by hating people. I believe if you're bitter and you hate people, you'll be one of the first ones to split hell wide open, because you're not a disciple of Jesus Christ if you hate people. If you can't, you gotta love people. You can't even be a witness if you don't love people. You can't be a light if you don't love people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, "The devil's a liar." Say it again, "The devil's a liar." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you picked the right answer to everything in your life. It's one thing to grow up under parents and they make decisions for you. And then all of a sudden you think, "Boy, I've been waiting for this my whole life." Man. And then the weight of life comes upon you. You realize, "Amen, somebody's been trying to help me." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray to God we don't justify our own flesh. I pray that we study this word of God. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? Through the word of God. Wherewithal shall an old man? Wherewithal shall a woman? Wherewithal shall a married couple? You got to get the word of God in you. I'm telling you, when people are not students of the word of God, you're apt to fall. Hallelujah. I wish that I had time and you had time and we could sit and study the Bible 8 hours a day and we could probably never get it all studied. Hallelujah. But this is what in my spirit. Amen. You better take today and you better take the questions of today and you better get in the Word of God and you better make sure the answers that you're putting down in your household. Amen. The decisions you're making in your household are the right answers. When God comes back for his people and he begins to take the test of your life and line it up to this book, I pray to God you pick the right things. I want to tell you, if it's open book, we're out of excuses. You can't say, "I'm not a good test taker." You can't say, "I don't have a good memory," if it's open book. I got to move on. Hallelujah. It's the word of God that's going to grade this test. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray to God a justifying spirit don't get in this place where we justify our actions because of things we suffered or who we're around or who our mom and dad are or whatever. And the people that's done us wrong. None of that's going to be on the test. God's going to take your answers and he's going to open up the books and he's going to compare it to the test score. And you either going to get it wrong or you're going to get it right. I want to tell you something. If every person in our world is bound by perversion, the church don't have to be. Hallelujah. I still believe the word of God. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, just keep pushing till you get it. But when you do get it, don't tell me you can't quit sinning, because you got the power then. You got the power to say no. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus said, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. Every day we make decisions in our life. Praise God. Sure is quiet in this house. I said every day we make decisions. Every day when you wake up, you've got a flesh. And just if you got the Holy Ghost, it doesn't mean you don't have a flesh. You've got a flesh, but a flesh is not an excuse to check the wrong answer. Well, God knows who I am. I want to tell you something. Amen. If the devil can ever get into your heart, if he can get you to go an inch, he'll get you to move and he'll push you a mile. Well, it's kind of tight. I might just hang out here a while. Hallelujah. I still believe in the covenant of marriage. I still believe it's one wife for life. You know who ought to be clapping right now? Somebody that's messed up. Don't tighten up on me. Amen. I realize people make messes and divorces happen and remarriages happen and divorces happen again sometimes and remarriages happen again, sometimes over and over again. Amen. But that's not the plan. Amen. I'm going to preach to these young people. I'm going to go to your first wedding. I'm going to preach it. And I may shout at it if you pick the right one. I want to tell you something. If you messed up, you ought to be the one amening me right now. You shouldn't be the one locking up on me right now. You ought to be the one that they're looking at. Y'all looking at them? Y'all looking at them? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you how you do this. You do this by marking the right answer on the multiple choice. When the question comes, would you like to flirt with this other person? The correct answer, if you're married, is no, I'm married. Hallelujah. Thank you. if you ain't married, the right answer is, let me ask my pastor whether you got the Holy Ghost or not yet. Let me talk to my pastor, see what your spirit's like. That's the right answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know how well this is going to go, but y'all didn't shout. You had every opportunity to shout. They sang every Sunday song, and y'all just kind of bounced, and we're done. So here we go. We're going to talk about an open book test now. You may have flunked the last one. You may have made an F on the last one, but we're going to make an A on the next one. We're going to make it through this. We're going to start doing right. We're going to mark the right answer. We're not going to mess up again. We're going to do it like the book says. Hallelujah. There's some things that you can, let me just say it. There's some things you can just pray away. There's some things you better preach away. There's some things you don't play with. Let me tell you what my Bible said. The flesh is never satisfied. Oh yeah. The flesh is never satisfied. That's why you don't even look. I'm going to clap for myself right now. I'm going to amen myself. Amen, 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 amen. You don't give the flesh one inch because it'll never be satisfied. I'm sorry, I'm hung up. The reason you marked the question, no, I'm not going to look, is because I know I got a flesh. And if I start looking, there's going to be another question that says, do you want to touch? Hey, man, at some point, you better learn how to mark the right answer and say, bless God, help me out of this mess. Hey, I don't want to burn. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you read about the downward spiral of man, the downward spiral of man in Romans, it begins with unthankfulness. Amen. Let me help you answer the first question. Am I thankful for what God has done in my life? The answer is yes. I'm thankful for everything that God has ever done for me. I'm thankful God has blessed me, because when you read it, begins with unthankfulness. Unthankfulness leads to idolatry, I believe was the next thing. Idolatry leads to perversion. Men and men, women and women, amen. But the flesh is never satisfied, because it keeps on. Let me tell you something, the people that I have watched, if they never get it under control, they usually end up behind bars. I love everybody, and everybody loves me, and I love you so much that I'm going to put a barricade up between you and hell. I love you so much, I'm not going to let the law come looking for you. I'm going to preach the gospel to you, and if you'll start making the right answers, you'll make the right decisions. You'll have a beautiful life. Hallelujah. I go sometimes to the prisons. There's a former Pentecostal preacher, and he's in prison for 70 years for taking videos of an underage girl that was his granddaughter. How many barricades do you have to climb over to get to that point? How many wrong answers do you have to get? I'm sorry, I'm hung up. How many wrong decisions do you have to make before you get there? Hey, I'm preaching to this church. We're taking an open book test. If you want to know what's right, don't listen to yourself. Open up the Word of God. Let it shake you. Let it break you. Let it mold you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, what are we teaching our young people? Hallelujah. What are we teaching our children? Hallelujah. I don't believe David's dad, Obed, had more than one wife. He may have, maybe theologians will tell me he had more than one, but I don't think he did. But David somehow had several of them. You think, well, it's okay. He just, you know, this was this story, and this one was this story, and this one was this story. Amen. But it don't stop there. Because you raise a little boy named Solomon. And 10 or 12 ain't enough for Solomon. He's got to have 700 plus 300 concubines. Amen. That would lead him to worshiping other gods. I'm telling you, perversion has got to be preached out. It's got to be prayed out. It's got to be beat out of people. You better take your flesh by the nape of the neck and say, flesh, you ain't going to destroy me. You're going to do right. You're going to act right. I get it. The women are scared to amen. The men are scared. It's all. Can I read that scripture to you? Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. That's why when you see the first question, should I look? You better look at her eyeballs. I don't want to get crude and plain. Amen. But we don't want spirits running around this church. We're going to take dominion. Come on, wives. Get behind me. Come on, husbands. Get behind me. Hallelujah. Let it be a holiness church. Let it be a right church. Don't give them any reason to worry about you. If you're 10 minutes late coming home, they just think you stopped and got coffee. If you've been marking the right answers. Hallelujah. This Bible is so plain. And the reason it is because God created you and he created me, and he knew what we're capable of doing. The mess that we're capable of getting in. And I'm not here beating anybody up that's ever messed up. Everybody's messed up.
Amen. What I'm preaching about is the test that's right on front of your desk tonight. I'm talking about the paper right in front of you that you're thinking about right now. Make sure you mark the right answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My Lord, I don't even know where to go now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you, God instituted marriage. He instituted something beautiful. Don't violate what God instituted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a burn in my spirit. A couple weeks ago, the Lord was dealing with me about a wolf in sheep's clothing. Hanamasa. Hanamosa. That does let me know sheep dress different. I never thought about that till I heard the Lord speak that to me. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. It was like a Pharisee spirit, amen, that covered itself and did all the outward appearance, but inside was full of dead men's bones. Amen, don't be fooled by people. Amen, a man will be known by his fruits. Don't listen to what people say. Watch what fruit they have. Hallelujah. Itarama sarama. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Can I just preach a little while? Amen. Y'all still love me? Amen. I want the best for you. I want the best for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Be careful who you allow your young people around. Be careful who you allow young people to be influenced by. Hallelujah. Amen. Pentecost, I don't believe, ought to be making stars. Stars out of preachers or singers or musicians. Hallelujah. We don't worship stars. I don't care if they got the Holy Ghost or not. We worship the one that created the stars. You hear me? We don't bow down to the stars of this world. We don't overlook bad behavior because they're talented. We worship the creator and we mark the right answers. We discern spirits and we mark the right answers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The parable of the talents. I don't even know where to go now, y'all. Hallelujah. The parable of the talents was the master giving one man one talent, another man two talents, another man five talents. And the parable tells us that the master leaves. Why does the master leave? Because he leaves them with a choice. He gives them a choice. But, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, you can't blame people for how you end up. Amen. I know people do stuff. But at the end of the day, we are a product of the decisions that we have made. The answers that we have marked, some of them we knew weren't what this book said. And we did it anyway. Amen. Praise God. You know what I love? When somebody just eats crow. And I've ate it. And they're just saying, bless God. Don't really taste good. This is my fault. Amen. I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to spit these feathers out. And I'm going to go and I'm not going to do this again. Don't blame other people for the test that you took and you failed because you marked the wrong thing. Just say, blessed, give me that test again. This time, I'm going to open up this book. This time, the Bible says, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate you the more. Now, there's something inside of me that loves to reprove scorners. It's called my flesh. And every time I think about doing it, I think, you know what? This is an open book test. And the right answer is, don't do it. Because then it says, correct a wise man and he'll become wiser. He'll love you more. What is the Bible saying? Somebody that's just going to bow up and fight and let me tell you something. If I've ever corrected anybody in this church, I want you to know what I think about you. You're a wise man. If I've ever been able to tell you anything, hey, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. You know what I think about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Philip, he's my friend. He's my adopted son sometimes. He says, you remember when you called me stupid one time? And I said, I never said that. But I do light him up from time to time. Praise God. You know why I feel the liberty to light him up? Because I know he's going to be just like that guy that sat on the front row of that church, a guy. And he's going to go. Well, hallelujah. Trying to make the right choices. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be seated for 1 minute. What time? I don't even know what time we get out of church. I don't know what time I started. I'm just preaching a while. Hallelujah. Amen. God gives people things and then he gives you a test and he lets you mark the answer that you want to choose. So the master of the field, the Lord of the servants, come back and he speaks to the one with five and he says, what did you do with your five talents? He's like, man, he was waiting because he'd been doing the right thing. Man, I went and doubled it. Praise God. You've done good. I'm about to make you ruler over a lot of stuff. The man with two, what'd you do? Man, I doubled it. Praise God. You did good. And the man with one, what did you do? Well, he said, I knew you. You were a hard man. This is an open book test. People, we know what to do. He said, I knew you were a hard man. And I didn't, if he was honest, he'd be like, you know, I wanted to go fishing, so I hid it and make sure I didn't lose nothing. And God didn't like that. That wasn't the right answer. The answer was God wanted people to take what he had given them. Everybody's smiling. God wanted people to take the talents that he gave them and use them for the glory of God. So the right answer is, for a one talent, you don't look at a two talent and say, well, he would be better off doing that, so let him do it. Or the five talent and say, I'm just going to sit here because there's people a lot better than me. Hallelujah. The flesh is so lazy sometimes. I ain't talking about y'all's and talking about mine. The flesh always is trying to get you to mark the wrong answer. Well, can I just preach a little while? Help me, God. Deuteronomy, he said, I've set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. Praise God. God don't make people do stuff. He sets stuff in front of you. Well, they just try to make you. Ain't nobody making nobody do nothing. That's a lie of the devil. I'll help you find the answer. I would be honored to. I ain't going to twist nobody's arm. God ain't going to back me up if I twist people's arm. When you start twisting people's arm, it's called control. I don't want a church that's controlled because there's no flow of the Spirit. And I want people that want it. When people are wanting it, the Holy Ghost flows. When people are bound up, you got to do this and you got to do that and you can't do this and you can't do that. And people are doing stuff out of control. There's no liberty. There's no, matter of fact, there's unclean spirits in that atmosphere. Bondage is of the devil. Liberty is of God. Hey, amen. God don't want anybody forced to do it. He said, hey, here's the multiple choice. Choose the right thing, please. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, we're without excuse. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How are you saved? Praise God. There's 41,000 different denominations of Christianity. Can you believe that? 41,000. That's insane. Do you think that could be confusing to people? There's like 700 Pentecostal ones. There's like 1,000, 2,000 Baptist ones, I think. There's every flavor. And then you can just take your flesh and go find your flavor. Let me tell you what Jesus is going to do. One of these days, he's going to split the eastern sky. And he's going to come back looking for a church. Not like the one we voted on. He's going to come back looking for the same one that he started. The one preaching the same thing that he preached. Amen. What did Jesus preach? Nicodemus, except a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in to the kingdom of God. Now that's not hate speech to me. That's an open book question. Now the question is, what do I need to do to be saved? The answer's in the book if you open it up and look for it. If you're just going to listen to what the watchtower told you or something somebody mailed to you or what a hireling taught you, you'll believe anything. But if you realize this is an open book test, question is, how do I enter in to the kingdom of God. Jesus said there's got to be a born again experience. Now we can choose any answer we want to. We can read one backwards or upside down. The Bible said that they would twist them. They would wrestle them to their own destruction. But when you realize this is open book, how am I going to be saved? Well, Jesus said you got to be born of the water and spirit. Then he stood in front of a man named Simon Peter one day. Give me those keys. He said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build," he said, Jesus said, "my church." Now you think God is impressed by your name on the sign. He said it's his church. And he said, "I'm going to give to you," talking to Simon Peter, "the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth, I'll be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, I'll be loosed in heaven." What are you talking about? I'm talking about we got an open book question we got to answer. How do we be saved? Now, if Jesus Christ gives a man named Simon Peter the keys to the kingdom, that man's pretty important. What are keys for, Sister Trish? To get in. It's all in the book. It's all in the book. He said, "Go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise." Let me stand up here. I can't see everybody when I'm down there. Praise God. I like everybody's eyeballs. He said, "Go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise." They didn't know what the promise would be. They had no clue. They were just being obedient. I didn't know what the Holy Ghost was going to be before I got it. You can't explain it. You just got to coax people into it. He said, "Until you be endued with power." So they knew something was about to happen. After a 10-day prayer meeting on the day of Pentecost, when it was full of come, they were all in one place, in one accord. That means they were all thinking the same thing. And the Bible said, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues," that means split, "like fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." Everybody say all. They were all. It ain't a special gift. It's an open book. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. What a miracle. The beginning of the church. What a joy. 120 people just got filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know. I've seen a bunch of people get the Holy Ghost. Some of them jump, some run, some roll. Yeah, some cry, everybody hugs. Some run the tops of the pews. Don't run these, they're not bolted down. Amen. Used to, they'd run out of the building, run around the building, run back in. It was just jump over cars. I mean, I've seen everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So all these people were there. It was a holiday. Pentecost was a holiday. Mr. White, it was like our Thanksgiving. Pentecost was like the Jews' Thanksgiving. So everybody was in Jerusalem, and they're all, you know, thanking God for the harvest, and they look like, "What are all these wackos?" Are these people drunk? And guess who started talking? Simon Peter. The man with the keys started talking. He said, they're not drunk as you suppose. Meaning they're a little tipsy, but not like you're thinking. A little inebriated. They don't need to drive home, but not like you think. And the man who Jesus had given the keys of the kingdom in Matthew, the 16th chapter, began to preach a message. He said, you crucified the Savior. Amen. You hung him on a cross. He talked about the end of the world. I'm talking, they were spazzing out. The Word of God works people over. And they said, the Bible said when he gets through, they were pricked in their heart. That means that Word of God had stabbed them. They realized we crucified the wrong man. We were shouting, Hosanna. We shouldn't have ever started saying, crucify him. They realized they messed up. Amen. And then all that were gathered around said, what shall we do? In other words, what do we do to get right? You just preach that we're wrong. I hate when people just preach how wrong you are and don't ever, tell you how to get right. I'm getting to the good part right now. I preached for a long time to get to the good part. They said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Did you get that, brethren? And Peter standing up with the 11, guess who was there? All of them. Matthew. The one that wrote Matthew 28:19 was standing right beside Simon Peter. Simon Peter said, repent. Well, hang on. What's special about him now? Yeah, it's keys, man. Let him talk a while. He said, repent. He didn't say repeat. Come on, this is an open book. He didn't say repeat. He said repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now tell me, what's going to be your choice? Well, Jimmy said I didn't have to do all that. Not Jimmy Yancey. Jimmy Swagger. Hell, I was trying not to say his last name, and I realized we got a Jimmy. Praise God. Church is growing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jimmy said, just repeat after me and send me your tithes. But the open book said, we're without excuse, my friend. For the last 400 years, the Word of God has been in people's hands like never before. Our generation has it on their tables, on their phones, in their cars, written on the wall. They got Bibles everywhere. We are without excuse. We've got an open book. We can study. What is going to be the answer? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. Ha! One of these days the books are going to be opened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The books are going to be open. We're going to stand before God. I don't know what to tell you about thousands of years ago, Old Testament people with no word. God's going to deal with all them people. How he does stuff. But I want to tell you, for this generation, for this country, we work 8 hours a day if we work. Some people work 12. Praise God. But you get 3 days off. We work 40 hours. Yeah. Praise God. We got hours to get the right answer. We scroll on Facebook and Instagram for hours. The test of life is in front of every one of us. God has given us an open book. Ain't he merciful? Let me tell you something. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you've never spoken tongues, I'm going to tell you, you can do it tonight. This is how simple it is. First of all, you got to believe it's going to happen. So you got to rebuke doubt. You got to forget the things that are behind. And then you have to start repenting, which means you just turn from who you were. What do I have to repent from? Anything that would drag you down. Pretty simple. You turn to God. Once you've repented, you just start seeking God in faith. God, I want your spirit. God has been described by a lot of people as this mean, judgmental, wanting to kill you. Sword in his hand, thunderbolts and lightning. That day's coming, but it ain't right now. Right now, it's nail-scarred hands. Amen. It's merciful. It's mercy rejoicing against judgment. Amen. It's a friend that laid down his life for you. Amen. It's a God that hung up on a cross for you. Amen. And you begin to reach for that God. When you begin to cry out to him, God, fill me with your spirit. Amen. After you've asked him and you've talked to him and you start praising him, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. If there's people in here, you've had the Holy Ghost and you're in a dry spell. Let me tell you something. You do it just like you did the first time. Amen. You search your heart out again. If there's anything in my spirit, God, get it out of me. And you start lifting your hands and your voice, saying, God, I want that river to start flowing again. Spring up a well. Amen. And when you start praising him and you start searching, you're going to feel that power coming back down. Come on, all over this house. I believe there's a question in front of somebody. Rama. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Come on up higher. Come on, I hear Jesus talking to his bride. Come on up. Come to the waters. Come to the waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Rahando Salamahasa. Isada Bahasa.
Anybody need the Holy Ghost? Come on down here to the front. Anybody need a renewing in your spirit? Come on down. Come on. Come on, it's time for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody with questions? Come on, anybody that's struggling. Come on down. Kadaba. Come on, I feel God wanting to strengthen people. Strengthen people. Jesus. Jesus. Purify me, Lord. Purify your people, God. Come on, I feel a cleansing spirit. I don't know if I've ever felt it quite like this. I feel a cleansing spirit. Ooh, Rama. Ooh. Yelama sarama tata yandaraba. Come to the waters. Come to the waters. Come to the waters. Ooh, Rama. Ooh, Rama. Ooh. Come on, I wish some people would just cry out to God with all your heart. All your spirit. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let the right answer be checked.